It has been called America's first superhighway, and it has been celebrated in song.
I've got an old mule and her name is Sal, 15 years on the Erie Canal.
That was a 1912 recording of that famous song about the Erie Canal. The waterway in upstate New York is turning 200 next year, and some are asking whether it's still worth subsidizing. Here's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang.
Go up the Hudson River, and you'll see they're still pushing and pulling barges through the Erie Canal. Deckhands here in the Port of Albany are prepping this barge not for lumber, coal, or hay, but for three electrical transformers headed to a power plant. They're pushed along the water by a tugboat named Margot. Her captain on this day is Mark Smith, and their first stop on the canal is just north of Albany.
This goes all the way to Buffalo if you keep going west.
When the canal was first completed in 1825, it shortened what would have been a two-week trip by wagon to just 5 days. By today's standards, though, it's a slow and steady ride.
Here you are, too.
Yeah, good evening. We're headed your way westbound.
Captain Smith radios Erie Canal Lock 2, so an operator can get ready to lift the Margot and her barge like a water elevator. It's the kind of thing that Smith says locals didn't used to pay much attention to.
The canal used to be very busy. They probably didn't look twice at a tugboat with a fuel barge. Nobody thought anything of it. Now it's kind of a novelty.
It was really neat to see it happen again.
Maureen Buechner watched along the banks of the canal with her grandson sitting in a stroller as the Margot glided through the canal lock in Waterford, New York.
That's how everything traveled. Now you have trucks, trains. This is an old way of life.
But the Margot's owners aren't ready to rule it out yet. Rob Goldman is one of the founders of the New York State Marine Highway Transportation Company, and he says his business is growing with steady work towing barges of stone and sometimes oversized cargo like fighter planes.
Let's face it, a barge can't deliver to your front door. A truck can. But if we work with the trucks and we work with the rail, we can each be as efficient as possible and use as little fuel as possible because we're efficient.
Efficiency, though, is probably not the priority for most of the people who use the canal. Little utopia passing us by?
That's right. A little pleasure boat, but high enough profile to need the bridge lifted.
That was Art Cohn, resting outside of Rochester in Fairport, New York. He's a co-founder of the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum, and he toured the canal this summer on the museum's tugboat at about 5 miles per hour.
That's a really interesting way to see the world. Normally, if I'm home, I'm driving, you know, highway speeds, and if someone's moving too slow, I'm getting frustrated. Not on the canal.
Recreational boats are driving most of the canal's revenue today, but tolls and permits for all of New York's canals only bring in just over $1 million every year. It takes about $55 million annually to maintain the canal system. So who was making up most of the difference? Drivers on the New York State Thruway.
How much is the toll?
Just 20 cents.
20 cents.
But the trucking industry sued the state for using highway tolls, and won. By the time the judge ruled, the canals were already transferred to another agency, the New York Power Authority. It's using revenues from its hydropower plants to fund the canals now. Still, some residents, like Joe Shaw of Manlius, see the canals as a financial drain.
If it can't stand on its own two legs and make money, then we need to understand that.
But others, like Debbie Cummings of Syracuse, are proud of the canal's longevity and see potential for growth.
So you think of all the labor that went into digging this huge ditch from Albany to Buffalo, and it's still here.
And it's protected by New York State Constitution. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Erie Canal.